Blog Talk Radio.
Beautiful. All right. I don't want to inhibit anybody who. If you're there, go ahead and give your praise report. Anybody else?
Amen. This is Ambassador Johnson in Texas, area code 325.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Good morning to each and every one, to our chief ambassador. I praise God for my life, health, and strength. I thank the Lord for being closed in the right mind and with the activity of my limbs. God has been good to me, and I am so grateful for all that he has done. Bless us just to have a quiet time on yesterday, and, you know, just missing my mom and just made a difference. But the Lord bless, and I thank God for everything.
Amen.
My daughter and my granddaughter and I, we were just together. So I just thank God because he is God. And beside him, there is none other.
Amen.
It's a sad story, just missing her. But I'm so blessed that he gave me the mother he gave me. Continue to be blessed in the Lord. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. All right. Did I miss anybody? All right. God bless you. I want to share something with you today. Hopefully this will bless your heart. I shared it with Amazing Grace. This is my message from last Sunday. And so many people were blessed. I hope this blesses you because it deals with one of the problems that we as saints are having to deal with. Amen. These are very stressful days. There is an enemy to the saint, according to 1 Corinthians 15:26 says that there shall come a day when the last enemy shall be destroyed. Mm-hmm. But until then, this enemy is still functioning, and he's in an attack mode and attacking people in their mind, in their spirit, and in their body. Affect almost every part of your entire physical body. And if you're not careful, it can make you speak roughly to the ones you love the most.
Wow.
It can make you seem like say things you don't really mean and make you do things that you don't really want to do and you're sorry for later. And it's been known to make people sick and even possibly cause cancer. I never forget one of our in-laws, Betty and I, our in-law, beautiful person. And she got in a very stressful situation, a stressful marriage, because she was brilliant. Oh, so brilliant. And the person she was in a relationship was not brilliant. He was the opposite. And I think it caused cancer in her body to deal with that stressful situation. And she went to the doctor, and the doctor diagnosed it as cancer and went to have an operation and got all the cancer out, but on the way out, the doctor said that some of the blood from the cancer dripped on the liver, and it turned into a desperate situation within, they gave her 2 weeks, amen. But she was gone within just a few days. I want to talk about how to handle stress. Stress, S-T-R-E-S-S. How to handle stress. I think I've gone through many stressful days. Never forget when I was working on my earned doctorate degree at Southwestern Seminary, which the largest seminary. And I never forget, I was the only black there. And I didn't have any friends, nobody around me. It was a situation where others had people to help them with the doctoral classes and things like that. I had nobody but the Lord. Amen. He's all I needed. But, you know, being in a new program, and let me tell you, at Southwestern, it's not an easy situation, very difficult. And I got pretty nervous there, and got a whip started coming on my shoulder, big whips. Then we'll forget that. And I didn't know what it was, all these big whips on one of my shoulders. And I went to the doctor, Betty and I, she went with me, and the doctor said, Bernard, this is because of stress. And I said, these big whips on my shoulder are because of it. He said, yes, stress. And, you know, it just affects everybody who really is trying to do anything at their job or for the Lord or whatever. You get all stressed out many times, and the enemy will try to come against you and try his best to keep you from accomplishing your goals in life. He doesn't like anybody who's working for the Lord, and he'll try to stress you out. I want to just tell you there is a way to handle stress, and before I get there, I want to just share some things with you. Help me, if you would, just before I begin, by making this decree. Just say this out loud, as if you're talking to somebody else. Come on. Say in your mind, maybe get somebody in mind at church or on this line or whatever. But say these words to them. You might be going through a stressful situation right now. Say that. You might be going through a stressful situation right now. Come on, Saints, don't crawl on me, please. Please don't. Okay. But whatever you do, tell them whatever you do. Hang on in there.
Hang on in there.
And don't throw in the towel.
Don't throw in the towel.
God's got your back.
God's got your back.
And he's going to let, excuse me, and he's not going to let you down.
And he's not going to let you down.
And I've got a feeling.
And I've got a feeling.
If you hang on in there.
If you hang on in there, everything
will be all right.
Say that about
3 times. It's going to be all right.
It's going to be all right.
Now, I want to. You just dealt with a stressful situation. So, I'm trying to bring a message to you. In my heart, I'm adamant about trying to help people. But then y'all start lagging on me. And when I ask you very forwardly, say this to help me. And y'all just sitting up there. See, that brings about stress. Because I'm asking you to do something that's really going to help you. And you just crawling on me. And see, it's a stressful situation when we come on the line And we ask you all to praise the Lord. And you got to let 5 or 10 people come on before you start saying thank you, Jesus. That's a stressful situation. Because I know in my mind that the Lord let your heart beat 72 times just that minute. And I knew that overnight, in 24 hours, your heart beat over 100,000 times. Who did that? Only God. And then you got to crawl trying to just, before you start saying thank you, Lord. And that's a stressful situation. Stress is a silent killer. The authorities of the English language define stress as something that's mental. It's emotional. It's a physical strain. And see, when you crawl on this line, it's a physical strain on those who are leading you. Because they know that if God, and since God let your heart beat 100,000 times in 24 hours, overnight, your heart beat 100,000 times or more, they know you should be praising God like never before. And it brings about, see, stress is nervous tension building up caused by anxiety and overwork. You're overworking people when you should be praising God like crazy. And you crawling on us and overworking people. It brings about stress. Let me get to your problems here, because it's not just about things on this prayer line. I want to get something that will help you. And I hope you receive it, because if you don't, then that will bring about stress. Stress, in the Greek, tell you the etymological. And when I say etymological, it simply means where it comes from, the bottom root of the word. The bottom root of the word stress is onkos. Onkos, that's the Greek word. And it means burdens. See, we can be a burden on the Lord by being so stubborn and just other things. Just being a burden on the Lord. Rebellious brings about burdens on God. The Bible says, I believe in 1 Samuel 15:23, for rebellion is it the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness like iniquity. What is witchcraft? That's controlling your mind. The enemy got your mind controlling you. Don't you say hello. Don't you greet nobody. You just woke up. Don't you give God praise. See, that's the enemy with the sin of witchcraft trying to control your mind. And stubbornness is like iniquity. What is iniquity? Like sin. Amen. But in the Greek, stress is like heaviness, burdens. Some people have caused burdens on you. Your sister did this. Your brother did this. Caused a burden. People at the church did this. Caused a burden on you. And that's why Paul said that we are to not let burdens be carried by ourselves. Paul said, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. Because, see, stress can have wide-ranging effects on your emotions, on your mood, on your behavior. And stress may have effects on various symptoms, on your organs inside your body, and on the tissues. That's why it can cause cancer, because that stress has effect on your organs and has effect on your tissues inside your body. And stress can cause a variety of physical problems. Amen. And see, that's why the enemy does what he's doing right now. Yeah, he tries his best to bring about stress. Mm-hmm. I hope you're hearing me this morning. I took time and I did this for God's people, that it may be a great, great blessing to all of you. Can you still hear me?
Yes. Yes, sir.
I did this for you all, and I went and got, according to the American Institute of Stress, there are around 50 symptoms or signs or traits of stress. And I want to quickly tell them, get your pens and piece of paper, piece of paper. I want you to go get a pen, piece of paper, because this will help you. Great deal. Well, there's some things that you've been dealing with, you don't even know where it's coming from. But I want to help you, if you would. Go get your pen, piece of paper. Get your sheets of paper, if you could, because I want to tell you about 50 symptoms that will help you. And you've been wondering, what's been wrong with me? Where is this coming? I just want to tell you where it's coming from. Amen. Hopefully you've got your pen. Hopefully you've got a piece of paper by now. Write very quickly, because I don't have a long time to give it to you. But these are symptoms of stress. One, I won't give you the numbers. I'm just going to give you the symptoms. Here's symptoms or signs or traits of stress. Frequent headaches, jaw clenching or pain, gritting or grinding the teeth, stress related, stuttering or stammering, tremors, trembling of the lips or of the hand, neck aches, back aches, and muscles, what we call muscle spasms, lightheadedness, faintiness, or dizziness, stress.
You ain't that fast.
Ringing, I just got to keep on going, just try to remember some of it. Ringing or buzzing or popping sounds in the ears, stress-related. Frequent blushing or sweating many times. Cold or sweaty hands or even feet. Just try to remember some of these things. Dry mouth, problem swallowing, frequent colds, infections, or herpes sores. I said rashes or itching, hives or goosebumps, unexplained or frequent allergy attacks, heartburn, stomach pain or nausea. Stress has a lot of different types of traits. Listen, excess belching or flatulence, constipation, diarrhea, or loss of control, get stressful and you can't keep control of your, you understand what I'm saying? Difficulty breathing, stress related, frequent sighing, sudden attacks of life threatening, start having a panic attack. Many times because of stress, chest pains, palpitations, a rapid pulse, frequent urination, diminished sexual desire or performance, excessive anxiety, worry, guilt, nervousness, increased anger, frustration or hostility. Depression, frequent or mild, let me just read that again. Frequent or wild mood swings. Frequent or wild mood swings, increase or decrease appetite, insomnia, nightmares or disturbing dreams, stress related many times, difficulty concentrating, can't concentrate, or racing thoughts. Trouble learning new information, just in school, can't only learn, stress, forgetfulness, disorganization, or confusion, amen, difficulty in making decisions, feeling overloaded or overwhelmed, frequently crying spells, or suicidal thoughts, and watch that, the stress-related, many times the enemy will try to make that lead to suicide or to lead to a nervous breakdown, things like that. Feelings of loneliness or worthiness. Frequent feelings of loneliness or worthlessness. That's what I'm trying to say, worthlessness. Okay. Little interest in appearance, don't care how you dress, or punctuality. Hey, praise God. You're late all the time. Don't care how you dress. Amen. Who is that up in the, I know that couldn't be related to up there in Gary. Is that a sister? Amen. I can't think of it right now. But she's always dressing up beautiful. Amen. So we know that couldn't be related to her. Amen. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Nervous habits, fidgeting, or feet tapping many times. Increased frustration, irritability, or edginess. Amen. Overreaction to petty annoyances. Mm-hmm. Increased number of minor accidents. If you've been having little minor accidents, stress. Obsessive or compulsive behavior. Reduced work efficiency or productivity. You're not doing your job as good as you know you could do it. Amen. When I was talking about that and the appearance of dressing or punctuality, I know that could be related to Sister Jerry. That's what I'm talking about, because she's always dressed up. Reduce work efficiency or productivity. I got that. Lies or excuses to cover up poor work. Amen. Rapid mumbled speech. Excuse me. Rapid mumbled speech. Amen. Stress related. Excessive defensiveness or suspiciousness. Problems in communication or sharing. Social withdrawal and isolation. Got to be careful with that. That's what the Howard Hughes used to do. You know, get away from everybody. And he became a hermit. He was the richest man in the world at one time. Constant tiredness, weakness, fatigue, stress related. Frequent use of over-the-counter drugs. Mm-hmm. Weight gain or loss without diet. You're not dieting, you're not trying to do this. You're gaining weight or you're losing weight, and you're not even trying to do it. Stress. Mm-hmm. Increased smoking. Alcohol or drug use, excessive gambling, or impulse buying. Yeah, I had a man call me not too long ago and said, "Pastor, please help me, help me, help me, help me." I said, "What is it?" He said, "I had my money to pay my bills, but I went to the gambling hall thinking I could triple it, and I lost all my money to pay my bills." Yeah, that's part of stress. See, Paul recognized that we couldn't handle stress too much. It's too much of a weight. It's too heavy. He said we're troubled on every side, yet not in distress. We're perplexed, but not in despair. He recognized all that. You see, people can let things weigh so heavily on them that before they know it, they're snapping at their spouse, they're snapping at their close friend, snapping at an associate at work, or even someone at church. You didn't get that position, and so you said it didn't bother you, but before you knew it, you were hurting people around you, or you were hurting in your body, and you were wondering what caused something to go wrong with your body. What caused you to go in, and you know you don't cuss. Before you knew it, you felt like cussing, stress. It's not even related to the person. But you're taking it out on somebody else. And it really ain't even related to the situation, but you took it out on him, took it out on her. She's been better to you than anybody around you that you know. That's better to you. But you took it out on her. Why? You're stressed out. What brings about that stress? What is the root of stress? I've read, and I know that researchers have trying to prove that the root of stress is basically life changes. And that's why it's good not to be flighty. And I try to stay away from people who are flighty, always changing. Why? It's not good. In fact, it's of the devil. The word says in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus said he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Yeah. Stress many times will cause you go astray. And Jesus doesn't change his doctrine.